Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Tell us what you're doing to start the new year right by calling us at 888-723-4630, 888-RADIO-30. Or 888-RADIO-30, or just 888-723-4630, or go find a carrier pigeon, put your question, tie it on his leg, and he'll send it our way.
We have Audrey Tracy with us.
Yeah, she's decided she...
Social media manager for eBay.
Right.
And she brought up something that just... We're talking about how to have the best 2017 we can have and how to save time with your business.
Step one.
And one of the things was that there is a wonderful article, 7 Ways to Save Time by Automating eBay Tasks, mm-hmm. written by Shauna Champion, in the eBay for Business blog. And we've gone over some of them. And the next one is use the unpaid item assistant to instantly open and close cases. This could save you a lot of time.
Yeah. If you're using auctions. Yeah.
If you fail to pay for an item, you don't have to track them down via email. The unpaid item assistant automatically files the case for you and takes care of everything.
It does all of the work for you.
And
you get your final value fees back.
Yeah, and you get a present in the mail.
And then number 7 is customize and automate some or all of your return requests. Explain this one, you guys.
Oh, that's easy. You can now go into your returns area. In the seller hub, look on the left-hand side for returns. And you can set up all of your preferences, including do you want the every return request? Do you want to see it manually and then you approve it, or you just want to automatically accept it? I have mine set so that all return requests are approved because that's my return policy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to validate. You don't have to quantify. You don't have to explain. If you want to return an item, you can return it. It's automatically approved, and that way the instructions come right up for the buyer that says print out the shipping label and slap it on the box and send it back, as opposed to you're going to have to wait now for the seller to approve your request.
Right, right.
Which always, I think, raises a little anxiety with a buyer thinking, well, what do you mean approve? Well, what do I have? Why am I submitting an application?
You don't ask Macy's to approve your return.
Do they look me up and down and determine whether I'm worthy for a return?
No, they just close their store in your neighborhood.
Yeah, right. They did that, didn't they?
Well, our famous one was the one in Mission Valley, and they're closing it, I guess.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I know. So that was the 7 ways to save time by automating eBay tasks. It's interesting looking at the comments underneath,
yeah.
Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
One person said, this is a very helpful guide for large companies. And then Shauna said, hi, Alex. I think small hobby sellers can benefit from many of these.
That's actually who the article was targeted to.
In fact, all of those can benefit the smaller seller.
Yeah, I'm surprised at the self-image some sellers have.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine that smaller sellers need every minute they can get.
Well, every business does. It doesn't matter how big or small you are.
Right, right.
Time is money.
I was actually surprised by that comment, too, Lee, in that, you know, I would imagine that any seller, large or small, would want to take advantage of
every single one of those things was listed in that article, Audrey, by mm-hmm. Shauna, are good for the smallest of sellers.
Absolutely.
As well. And this goes to your point, Griff, that some of these people, it's a slow-moving process to become an entrepreneur for some people.
Yeah.
Some people get it immediately. Others, it takes a little while to kind of get into the mode. Understandable. If you didn't come from an entrepreneurial family, etc., and you had no entrepreneurial mentors, you're not even going to know when you enter into entrepreneurialism.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to tell people, guess what? You're a professional already.
Right, right. It's funny how often we have to remind sellers that
they think there's an internship for for 4 years where they're not really professionals. So
guess what? You're really a business.
Yeah, the minute you start selling, you're a business.
You're really a business.
Hard to believe, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the old days where you were an intern under somebody. They didn't call it an intern back then back in the day.
What did they call it?
I don't know, but you were, what was the word when
apprentice?
Thank you.
Oh, that's,
thank you.
That's
thank
from
you.
The guild days.
Thank
right,
you. Exactly.
When you were learning how to make horseshoes.
That's right.
Hey, they could be coming back.
Yes.
I think after 100 years, maybe the carriage trade is coming back.
So, you know, this is a wonderful, everybody should go to eBay for Business blog and read this.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Right now?
And do all of them, not
after
right this
the
second.
Show.
Yeah,
after
not right
show.
Now. Not right now. Like, don't stop listening and go read the blog.
Oh, Audrey and Griff, we have a wonderful guest that comes on from time to time. I will not mention the person's name, but wonderful guest.
Okay.
Who, in the middle of her spiel, she's fantastic, by the way, and we love to have her on. And in the middle of the spiel, she always says, I want you all to hop on over to my website to see a video. So she's taking people away from the radio show. It's a very unradio thing to do when you're a guest on somebody's radio show, right?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
To say, why don't you go over to my website right now and watch a video?
I would never. Everybody needs to read the
it's
eBay
like walking into
blog.
Someone's dinner party and saying, right. Yeah, this food's great, but why don't we all go out over
to
here
Mickey
and have
D's
something to eat?
Across the street, right. Exactly.
No offense. None taken.
Really. Well, Audrey, it's always a pleasure to have
Thanks.
You on, and it was even more a pleasure when Griff was gone, and you and I got to do it alone.
Yeah, that was super fun. I'm happy to do that any day of the week. You let me know.
Yeah, well, yeah, whenever Griff is not here.
Yep.
We can arrange it if that's what you like. If that's what you two want.
No, we missed you desperately.
I'll call
the
you
whole
later
show
later.
Was
oh, here
about
comes
you. Okay.
Here comes the fake
Let's
stuff.
Let's do it. Another midnight chat. Got
hey,
it.
I want to mention two quick things before we go. I don't know how much time I have.
Enough for two things.
Okay, quickly now. There's a couple new tools from eBay that I want to mention. One of them is, within the Seller Hub, there is now a sourcing guide.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so, again, I hate to, you know, it's a blog-a-rama here, but there is a brand new blog on the eBay for Business blog about how to use the sourcing guide and what the information means and how that can, help you decide what to source, what prices to sell at, all kinds of stuff. So I really encourage folks to check out the new sourcing guide section of the Seller Hub.
So is that say hello to your eBay sourcing crystal ball?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's that article. So I, it's a brand new tool. We're just rolling it out. This is one of the first communications about it. So, I would really encourage, sellers to go check that out as they're thinking about sourcing. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that we have started a new newsletter devoted solely to shipping. So if you get the eBay, seller digests, they're about twice a month, you will also get a new newsletter that is devoted solely to shipping. So keep an eye out on that. Shipping, as you know, is a big topic for sellers, and there's a lot to talk about, so we carved out a separate newsletter just on that topic.
And also how to liquidate slow-moving merchandise. You have Shauna also has... Boy, Shauna's been busy.
Yeah, we keep her hopping.
No kidding. So she's got how to liquidate slow-moving merchandise. Griff, you're going to love the picture. On it. They have a picture. It shows a woman, obviously on eBay, and she's got her dog on her lap.
Oh, a dog.
Yeah.
Little Charlie. He looks like Charlie kind of.
Oh, Charlie.
How is your new doggy, Charlie?
Oh, Sir Charles.
Sir
heavens.
He's got a promotion already?
He is.
He's been knighted.
He's been,
exactly.
He is a delight and a treasure and just an amazing little animal, and he's so cute, aww. And we love him, and he follows me around the house, and he's still, I think something when he was young, I think something might have happened to him, because he's still a little skittish sometimes, mm-hmm. You know? But, he's warmed up to everyone in the house, and he loves it when Bryce comes over, our friends bring their dog, it's a Wheaton Terrier, and they just go wild. They just run up and down the walls playing. It's the funniest thing we've ever seen, and I don't mind spending 3 hours cleaning up the mess. It's really amazing to watch them play.
Well, I know that you felt almost bad about taking the dog from foster family.
Because they really loved him.
And, yeah, so are you going to take him back over to visit? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think once the weather's better. And, you know, my schedule is crazy right now. So, and it's about to get crazier for many reasons. And so I don't really have a lot of time for extraneous stuff. But anyway, I have time for the show.
That's important, that's the most important thing.
Well, obviously.
Yes, at least to our team here it is.
Right. To hell with the dialysis. Let's just
really forget it. Tell Howie. Yeah, Howie.
Yeah, stick
okay,
him in yourself.
Enough. Enough is
you
enough
should
already.
Figure out this. But you can do this on your own now.
So be sure to read that article, How to Liquidate Slow-Moving Merchandise. We can all use a little bit of that.
It does, and without having to resort to a can of kerosene and a match.
Right. Don't do that.
Because that's insurance fraud, and that's no.
Not cool.
Plus, it doesn't look good in the neighborhood.
Mm-mm. So, Audrey, what is your day like? I mean, I know what you're doing on Wednesdays with Griff.
Yes.
But what is your day like normally? Are you out looking for stories, or what are you doing?
I should probably be doing more of looking for stories. I do a bunch of stuff. I hang out on the social channels. I hang out on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and just kind of see what's going on. I hang out in the community. Again, just trying to, what's the word on the street? What are sellers talking about? We do a fair bit of searching for stories. Shauna is fantastic about unearthing stories for the blog. And then, I do a lot of, attending meetings and understanding what's coming down the pike. What sort of communications is eBay going to put out? What sort of marketing are we going to put out? And how do we use social media to get that word out? That's basically my job is how do we use the social media channels to communicate what we need to communicate to our seller audience.
It's super fun.
So basically
so well.
You hang out all day.
Maybe I should rephrase that. I am strategically operating at a very high level with, all kinds of buzzwords.
Thank you.
Audrey's gone corporate.
I am.
Well, Audrey, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
This open phone segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com. Our lines are still open. Give us a call at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit, home and hobby, small business, and enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 396.
Ever wonder why some buyers leave negative feedback without contacting the seller? John Koldereis Lawson is the founder and CEO of Koldereis Media, and he's known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He has this thought on the subject.
Here's the deal. Perspective is everything. So from a seller perspective, we think that a customer should contact us first. But from a buyer perspective, all I know is I've got a box that comes up automatically and says, hey, you want to leave feedback? I immediately leave the feedback. I think a lot of that is they're not doing it to hurt your business. They're really just trying to express their frustration.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by BULQ, the easy way to source. Tell us about your New Year's eBay resolutions at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show. Mm-hmm. While we're on the air, just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the little web form, hit the submit button, and we try to respond to every email we receive. Griff, do you make New Year's resolutions?
No, not as a rule.
I don't. I used to make them when I was younger, but then I realized it was futile.
It's like, you know, it seems like an arbitrary thing.
It is. And what we should be doing is thinking about that every day.
Yeah.
My tip today.
Yes, what's your tip?
Was most New Year's resolutions go right into the black hole called our promises to ourselves on January 1st. Mm-hmm. I propose you forget about New Year's resolutions and instead make each day a new start.
Oh.
Forget about yesterday.
Forget about it.
Here are some quotes on the subject. Mary Shelley said, "The beginning is always today."
Yeah, what did she know?
Meister Eckhart said, "Be willing to be a beginner every single morning." Yes, yesterday may have been a challenge. You may have even made mistakes. So what?
Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone.
Today will be different, better, maybe even fantastic. So here's my favorite so what quote.
Yeah, go ahead.
L.M. Montgomery said, "Isn't it nice to think that tomorrow was a new day with no mistakes in it yet?"
Can't wait to put some in there.
I love that. But it's so true, Griff.
You know, so true.
Just doing once a year and saying, this is what I'm going to do for this year. Then a week later, we fail, so we end it. But every day should be a new beginning for you. You should forget about the mistakes of the past and go on from here. You can make changes in your life every single day of the year.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite topics of any musical song, you know, the ones that say, don't give up, you got to keep trying, you know, tomorrow's another new day, and you got to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and start all over again.
And that's what John did from Newfane, New York, known on eBay as John_James_Allen. Hey, John, what's your question or comment?
I wanted to share with you that I use QR codes on my inventory. So I've had all these boxes laying around, not knowing what's in there, and multiple items. So I generated a QR code label using the URL from the eBay listing.
I love this.
Wow.
This is a brilliant idea.
Something to note, and I know, Griff, you'll love this. You got to use the good till canceled, otherwise the item number will keep rolling over, and then your URL won't work too well.
Yeah.
So using the good till canceled, you can take the URL from your listing, and then you can create your label. I use the my shipping label printer, and it creates a really great big QR code. And I was using my phone to just scan it and have it come up, but then I got a surprise. I tried using the search button on the eBay app, and then it came up with this little thing with a picture of a QR code. So I hit it, and my listing came up, and I was able to edit my inventory quantities directly without having to hand type in the numbers and search for my listing.
Oh, that's what a great trick! I love this. Let's give this man a prize.
Okay, what shall we give him? Would you like a nice piece of eBay Anna to maybe keep as a keepsake
or
sell on eBay
Anna.
Okay, if you please send email to. Are you ready for this? This is something new for this year.
Okay,
new.
Okay. Yeah, I want you to send email to. Oh, you know what?
What?
That email may not be ready yet. Better send it to Lee at voicemarketing.com.
Okay.
Okay. And say, I won eBay Anna. In the subject line, say, I won eBay Anna.
Okay.
You're going to get thousands of these now.
We'll see what, you know, I don't always have everything to give away, though. You know,
no,
every
stuff.
Now and then we've got stuff to give away.
Oh, yeah, Gavalt, do I got stuff.
John, that was such a good tip.
It was.
We appreciate it very much. How long have you been selling on eBay?
Since 2005, I think, something like that. But I got unemployed in about April, and my company decided to send my job to China. So I decided to go full-time with eBay and just go to town selling like mad. So,
so you've Fantastic. Become an entrepreneur.
Yeah, yeah. I started an LLC actually a year ago.
Oh.
I knew this was coming, so I was getting ready for it.
Smart move. Very smart.
Well, I've been loving it. I really love not being stuck behind the cubicle, having, you know, trying to fulfill someone's expectations of me that can't be fulfilled. So.
And you know, even, you know, having a boss, even though you're doing a great job, look what happened to you.
Yeah.
You lost your gig. With being being an entrepreneur, although stuff does happen from time to time, you're really in charge of your future.
Yeah.
Not your boss. So that's my main reason for being an entrepreneur.
I've always been an entrepreneur at heart.
John, thank you so much. Great tip.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, BULQ, the easy way to source. Coming up next in our second hour, tax tips for 2017, right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at replymanager.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case. Bulk.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's MiloDesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.